welcome to Drum Corps Junkie, the podcast that brings you the world of DCI from the inside out. I'm your host, Alex Schilling, and I marched Bluecoats in 2018 in the trumpet line. And as someone who's been a fan of DCI for many years and is now a member, I have always wished, and I still do wish, that there was more of a way to hear about Drum Corps from the inside, that there were more hands-on interviews and such, and that kind of stuff. So, I started this podcast, Drum Corps Junkie, and that is my goal. So, as I said, I plan on bringing you the inside of DCI through this podcast. And so, for our first episode, I went ahead and got a really awesome dude planned for our interview, and that is Justin Cohen, the trumpet soloist from Session 44 this past summer. So, with all of that in mind and said, let's go ahead and get into the interview. Justin Cohen, soloist from the Bluecoats 2018 production, section leader as well, and four-year member, now alumni. Justin, how are you, man?
Hello, how's it going? Dude, I'm doing well, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, appreciate you being on, man. It's awesome. You're the first episode now, because the other one got completely dumped. So, great start here.
Yeah, humble beginning, dude.
Yeah, man. All right. So, first question we've got for you. I know the answer, but most people don't, and I've actually had a couple people ask me. So, what was the audition process like for the solo?
Okay. Man, I got to think back. Let's see. All right. So, during spring training, well, actually, before spring training began, we had our regular audition camps, and that was when they gave out the music for the introduction of the show, which was like that really light, kind of spacey feeling thing, and it had the solo on it.
Yeah.
And I noticed it was like a nice low register, which I know I have a strong suit at. And normally I'm not the type to like go straight for a solo or nothing like that. So I was like, hey, maybe I'll give this one a shot. So we had the music all the way through till spring training, and that's when they said they were going to do the audition.
Yeah. And so, you played that at April camp too.
Yeah. They just kind of threw me in there to play it, and I had a flugelhorn available to me, which is what the solo was originally written for. I just played it through the April camp, kind of got a feel of how it worked.
Yeah.
And then I was able to practice it a lot until spring training. At spring training, what we did is after one of the blocks, probably in the morning or something.
Yeah.
The brass captain head, Derek, he was like, all right, anybody wants to play it, they just step up. And so we had like 30 dudes, I think.
Yeah.
I want to say it was something like that, maybe 25.
Yeah, I'd say around there.
We all came up and went down the line, and they just kept doing round after round until it got to like the last four or two. And so then we had me and this other guy who's a really solid trumpet player.
Mm-hmm.
And we both sounded equally pretty awesome on it. And so what they did was they had us go in front of the rest of the horn line and say, all right, you're up, play it cold in front of these people. And what that was to test how we were under pressure, because obviously it was a really exposed part in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we each played it, and then they chose me for the solo. And it was awesome. It was an awesome way to do it, honestly. And I was lucky because the other guy, it was his first year ever in Drum Corps, and it was my fourth year. So nerves are something I've had to deal with since my very first audition camp. And so it probably gave me a little bit of an advantage over him.
Yeah, for sure. That was a really great process. I remember, like, you guys went off in, like, a golf cart. And I was like, where are they going? And then I could hear it from like half a mile away. And I was like, oh, they're just going around and playing it now.
Yeah. It was great. And they even had, the caption had even FaceTimed one of our music arrangers to get his opinion on it as well when we did that little final showdown type deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was cool. Yeah. It was nerve-wracking for sure, but it was the test we needed, honestly. And the solo really fits me, so I was happy that I got it. Because I've never really, like I said, I've never really gone for a solo like that before. So
yeah. Well, you did a great job, man. So all right.
I appreciate it, man. It happened to be something that I really like playing, which is really low, airy tones, and lip slurs, which I've been playing forever. So
yeah. Yeah, all right. So next question is also pertaining to the solo this summer. So a lot of people probably don't know this, but you did some extra kind of physical training outside of rehearsal to prepare to like play a solo in the middle of a show, because drum corps is pretty taxing. What exactly did you do?
Okay, so it's funny because the intro to the solo was what I had originally auditioned for, and I later found out that I was going to be playing again in the middle.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, well, it's basically the same thing over again, plus a bunch of other stuff. And I was like, oh, man. You know? So,
yeah.
So the way that the second movement ended was a really fast upbeat section. I was running super fast around some corners, and then we went into the third movement, and then I had to transition behind a prop to where I'd get ready to play for the solo.
Yeah.
And I was doing everything I could to get my breathing right. I was doing exercises behind the prop. I was like trying everything I could to make sure I had enough oxygen to play the ballad solo, but mm-hmm. it never seemed to work. And so I decided I was going to do physical training and started running sprints after rehearsal at night. I was just trying to get anything I could to make sure that thing sounded good, dude. It was nerve-wracking for one, but that wasn't my problem. I was totally out of oxygen at that part.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running sprints. I was finding any way I could to push myself so that I would have enough lung capacity, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I remember you running across the field one day at Indiana Wesleyan after rehearsal, and everyone was like, dude, what is Justin doing? And like, we had never noticed before. And then like every day from then on out, like you just started running as soon as we would like break from the circle.
Yeah, man, that was something. Yeah. And I would go basically until my legs gave out, really. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know how you did that solo at that point in the show. I mean, really, like everyone was so tired.
And, yeah, man, it was something. And you know, I had like a solid like minute and a half maybe to kind of catch my breath a little.
Yeah.
But that, you know, it was just a long phrase for me, dude. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a pretty lengthy solo too. That's the thing is, because you know, I had the first section, but then the ballad one went farther with the eighth notes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And originally there wasn't even a spot to breathe, so I kind of had to like create that, you know?
Yeah.
Or else I was just going to pass out and fall right off that thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, that, man. All right. So, all right, another question is kind of about drum corps in general. So, what exactly was it that made you want to do drum corps, and more specifically, why the Blue Coats? Was there like anyone influential or just a certain thing?
Yeah. Cool. Good question. So it all started back when I was in middle school, mm-hmm. at my school, which was a K-12 school. So in the marching band program there, we actually marched everyone from 7th grade through 12th grade.
Yeah, yeah,
so
me too.
I was in like 5th and 6th grade. I had chosen my instrument, and I was first making my stupid noises on my horn. And my sister was in the marching band, and she's 4 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was super influential to basically anything I wanted to do in my life from when I was like a baby. I always wanted to like do whatever she was doing.
Yeah.
So for sure, I would hang out with her friends when I was younger, and basically grew up into the band program. And then after that, after I marched 7th through 12th grade, it was basically for me like which drum corps do I want to go to, because mm-hmm. our program was like super big on like watching drum corps, watching film, and you know, kind of hyping that stuff up.
Yeah.
So that by the time we were that age and like getting ready for college auditions and drum corps stuff, that we already knew like kind of what we were going to do. In addition to that, my sister, when I was maybe 9th or 10th grade, I think, she marched Spirit Atlanta back in 2011. Huh. And she was a lead melpho player, and I thought they were awesome, man. Like they, like I went to watch rehearsals. You know, they weren't too far from me because I live out here. So I would go watch, and it would be awesome, and I could see people getting their butt kicked, and I was like, man, I'm down for that. You know?
So, yeah, that's awesome.
And then my senior year, I was torn between like 3 drum corps.
Yeah.
It had changed like every week. I was like, Cadets, Cavaliers, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And my senior year, one of my instructors at that school, it's called George Walton Academy, by the way. It's like in South Georgia, Southeast. One of my instructors just started working. He had marched the Cadets, and he had just started working as a visual instructor at the Bluecoats in 2014. And he was texting me, and he was like, dude, like, forget all the places you were thinking of going. You have to come here.
Yeah.
Like, the atmosphere is awesome. Like, the instructors are amazing. Everybody loves it, and they're killing it this year. And then that same year, you know, they went on to – that was Tilt, and they went on to get their first silver medal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had also gone to finals that year and watched them, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sold.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that was the show for me, too.
Yeah, so I graduated from high school, and I followed his advice. His name is Lloyd, and he helped me, like, seal my decision on where I was going to audition first. And so my future could have been, or I guess my past could have been really different if I had not listened to him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. I didn't know you looked at all those different places. That's really cool. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it had changed. I mean, since I was a drum corps fan from the very beginning, so
yeah,
I was like Spirit, Cadets, Cavaliers, like you name it, I was born there.
Yeah, me too, man. For a while, I was like really into Crown.
But sure. I had my fair share of that too.
Oh yeah, I think everyone.
I think the one that I was. I think the one.
No,
that
you're good.
I was. Right about to go to was Santa Clara Vanguard, actually.
Oh, and really?
Told me, no, you have to come here. Yeah, I had the audition packet and everything.
Wow. Dude, I never knew that. That's really man. Cool.
Yeah, dude, they're an awesome team as well.
They really are. Yeah, they're awesome. All right. So, next question is, do you have any tips for people who are auditioning or want to do drum corps? I mean, at this point, at least for Bluecoats, and I know some other corps, it's kind of like getting later in the process. But there's still videos and there's still some camps going on for everybody. So do you have any tips for anyone who wants to audition in the future or is scared to audition, anything like that?
Yeah. So this is something I tell pretty much anyone that's trying to do drum corps or is in a drum corps or whatever, is you have to have the right amount of confidence. And I think that's like the number one thing that can put you above other people in the selection process, and it makes you stand out for sure. It's having that right confidence from when you walk in the door. And I'm not saying go in there and be, you know, a freaking jerk to everybody, but you have to establish yourself, and there's a way to do that with your mentality to let the people in front of you who are judging you know, like, hey, I don't want you to look away from me. I don't want you to stop listening to me. Like, I want your eyes on me. I have the confidence to show you and what all I've prepared for, because, you know, you should be practicing months and months in advance.
Yeah.
I've practiced this stuff. I got this stuff down. And that's not to say you can't be a little insecure. Like, you know, we all battle those insecurities for sure.
And, yeah.
I could tell you hours about that, but there's a way in your mentality to tell yourself, yo, I can do this, and I don't want you to look away from me. Like, I got what it takes. I want to be in this,
Yeah.
And I'm showing you that. And you'd be surprised, man. Like that, a lot, that will set you apart so much.
For
and,
sure.
And you have to do that the right way. It's super important. Like, for sure, you go to the camp, you make friends, and don't be a jerk to anybody. But when you start marching that first step or playing that note or whatever, you're in game mode, you know what I'm saying? And
that's
when you show everybody what's up.
Yeah.
And they'll notice that. And I think that is, like, number one for anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have the right mindset for it, and it'll take you so much further.
Yeah, man, that's really great advice. That's perfect. The one thing I think I regret is not being more confident throughout things. And like,
it's a learning process. And I had multiple audition camps since I've marched more years. And got better and better as it went.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I had a little bit of an advantage because I knew exactly what I was getting into. Right at my camp. I had advice from tons of vets and, you know, all that stuff. So, I was able to go in and say, you know, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. All right. So,
let me add to that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. You're good, man. That's keep going.
Yeah. Like, and that shouldn't translate into being cocky at all. Like, you shouldn't say, you know, I'm the best at my instrument. I'm the best marcher in here. You're just saying, what's up? This is me. This is what I can do. If you like it, then that's what's up. You know what I mean? It's not about being, this guy next to me sucks. I'm way better than him.
Yeah.
You should pick me. You know what I mean? But you're there to outperform them. Mm-hmm. You're not there to put them down or anything like that.
Yeah, that's really all. I think that's the biggest thing you can do for yourself, no matter what. How you feel going into it, that'll just make everything go the way you want. All
right. Right, and you even know, like, the...
Oh, yeah.
There's members in our section that could outplay the crap out of me, you know? It's just everybody has their strong suits. Everybody can do different things, mm-hmm. and you're there to showcase what you can do and what you prepare.
Yeah, for sure, everyone's got different things that they're, you know... Everyone's great at something to perform at that level, but everyone's great at different things.
Yeah.
I think that's something that is important too, is that when you're confident about even the things that aren't like what you're great at, like you might go in and you're like, okay, lateral slides is like the one thing I can't do. But if you try and do it confidently, it's going to look like a million times better than if you're like, all right, this isn't the one thing I can do.
100%, 100%, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just, it literally is like an illusion for yourself.
It really is. That's what all of the music world and like the competition behind it, it's all just about how you are about yourself. That's and how you carry yourself. For sure.
And, you know, and it might come easier for people with a personality similar to mine.
Yeah.
Which is like very lackadaisical and like I could go, I'm sure you had to do like the district auditions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for me, like I was like, it wasn't that I didn't care. It was just like, I had the attitude of that. And so I was like, it's whatever. And I didn't really get that nervous or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, whereas my sister, who was super nervous, for her auditions and stuff like that. So, you know, it comes different to everybody, but.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I think it's just an all-around thing. Is confidence is just, it just improves how you do. Really does, especially through an audition.
Oh yeah.
All right, so the next thing, this is kind of a broad thing, but so you've aged out now, and how is drum corps playing into your life now that you are a Blue Coats alum, and how is music in general playing into your life?
Okay. All right. Interesting. I aged out a couple months ago and thought I was going to be all depressed and stuff, but it really hasn't been too bad, you know, going into the real world and, you know, you have good people around you. And
yeah.
I'm still, you know, super close with the drum corps community. And
man.
I have some news coming up soon about where I'll be this summer and stuff like that.
Awesome.
But, yeah, and I'm still in the... And I'm still, I should mention that I'm still deeply involved in the band world too. I just got back from the Grand National Championship, working with Kennesaw Mountain High School.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
So, you know, getting to see, you know, a lot of people in the community up there, lots of Blue Coats alumni that I marched with, and just, I'm so tightly knit with the band community that it really doesn't even feel like I'm gone, minus the fact that I'm not out in the heat, sweating like crazy, and, you know, practicing every day.
Yeah.
But I'm sure, you know, when the summer comes around, I'll be out there doing something. So
yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't really. I didn't really feel any, you know, post tour depression.
Good.
Or anything like that. You know, it's definitely emotional aging out, stuff like that. But
yeah,
you know, 4 years went by, and you know, my time would go, and that's how it goes, man. I had a great time. So.
Yeah. Awesome. That's great. All right. Cool.
All my years were a blast. So I'm not super sad about leaving.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with you, for me, like, as someone who has only marched one season and was a fan for all the others that you were involved, I can say that, like, those three shows that you marched where I wasn't there contributed so much to me marching in, like, my life that, like, your career was an amazing one in drum corps. I mean, all of those shows were just so solid. It really was just 4 great years to march. It really was.
Yeah, dude. And I seriously, like, I think about it all the time. Like, how many other ways it could have played out. But they were 4 awesome years, and I literally have no complaints. I don't have any enemies. I don't, like, all the staff are just some of my best friends and mentors and stuff like that. People I marched with are awesome, and they're doing awesome things still.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have no complaints, and so it doesn't bum me out that I have to leave. It's just like, you know, what's next?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. All right, cool. So I've got one last thing. Is there anything that you want to plug or anything that you're involved with that you want me to mention? Just anything at all. I know that you've got a game streaming thing up on Twitch right now. Is that something you want to throw in?
I kind of stopped doing that. It was just something I wanted to do for fun. But I figured out that I don't have enough data to do all that anyway. But I don't really have anything to plug. I mean,
yeah.
Go out into my social media and you know, hit me up if you got questions and stuff like that. I'll be happy to answer them for sure. Or, send me some videos, do whatever. I'm always happy to help. And other than that, not really much. I mean, I'm sure people that are listening will hear from me about what I'm doing this summer and stuff like that, and you can come say what's up.
Yeah.
But yeah, not much other than that.
All right, awesome. I can personally say that as someone who has been under Justin and has marched with him, he is an incredible dude, an incredible resource. If you want to do drum corps and you have any questions, Justin is the man to ask, especially if it's Blue Coats. So if you can find him.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, seriously, you're the man. Thank you so much for coming on, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Not a problem, man. I love talking about this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I'll go.
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Make sure you go follow the show on Instagram at Drum Corps Junkie. That has a capital D, a capital C, and a capital J for Junkie. Also, make sure to go find Justin himself on Instagram at _JustinCohen. Awesome dude, like I said. If you guys have any questions at all, just go ahead and comment on whatever platform you're watching from, and I will make sure to answer in the next podcast. I've got some more awesome interviews with awesome people from all kinds of awesome corps and awesome different sections lined up. I have someone from the Legend Snare line and someone from the Cavaliers Guard lined up soon to do interviews, so those will be coming out. And also, I would like to say real quick that this series would not be possible without the app Anchor. Anchor is an awesome app on the App Store that lets you create high-quality podcasts right from your phone, right at home. Doesn't take any crazy mics or anything. And Anchor goes ahead and sends your podcast to other media sites beyond just Anchor so that it can get approved there as well. Anchor is an awesome tool if you are looking to do podcasts of any kind or broadcasting. I really can't recommend it enough. It's super easy to use, makes it super easy to edit things. And like I said, it goes ahead and sends the podcast to other places to be approved. Here's a list of the places that Anchor will send your podcast. Not only will it be available on Anchor, of course, it will also send it to Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, Stitcher, and TuneIn. All of which this episode and this show, Drum Corps Junkie, will be sent to and hopefully will be available on. In fact, you could even be listening to this right now on one of those. Maybe Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, da-da-da. Also, soon this show will be available on YouTube in video format, so watch for that. You could have found it from there, who knows? YouTube's pretty big. Huge thank you to everyone who helped get this podcast off the ground and get it started. And thank you to you for listening all the way to the end of the podcast. We will be back soon with more interviews and more news in the world of Drum Corps. For now, I'm Alex Schilling, the Drum Corps Junkie, wishing you an awesome day, an awesome week, an awesome month, and an awesome life. See you guys next time.